So we're 5 days on from the referendum. Is this what you thought Britain would feel like 5 days after voting for Brexit?
Yes, I've always said that there would be some period of uncertainty, and of course there is, but markets go up and down. The pound's already recovering. You know, the important thing is that the people who voted Remain, and I understand they feel strongly, but, you know, they shouldn't try in any way to do the country down. And I think it's been quite good that both the Prime Minister and, indeed, George Osborne have now started to do all the things that perhaps if they'd been less strident before about the, you know, World War III and all these kind of things, people might have felt differently. So I'm quite hopeful. You know, that it's never going to be easy, a big change, and markets particularly and the business sector don't like change, but I'm very confident that we will do thrive very well outside the EU once we actually get out it and get our money back and can make our own decisions.
And what's your take on the current situation at the top of the Labour Party?
I would say there's a slight problem going on there at the moment. But my personal view is it's not the right time to be trying to go into another election for a leader. The leader has only not quite been here a year. The Conservatives are in great disarray at the moment. I think to plunge the party into another 2 or 3 month cycle of everyone campaigning to be leader is going to be quite difficult, and I think I don't think the decision to have a vote of no confidence was anything to do with the referendum. I think whether the Remain camp had won by a big majority, they still would have put this motion. So it's, you know, the idea that it's somehow because we lost the referendum that we've now got a leadership campaign is not right.
Now, in the light of the overwhelming result of the vote in Lambeth, there have been a number of calls and petitions for you to resign or be deselected. What's your message to those people in your constituency who voted the other way and are now troubled by your stance?
Well, my message is that for 27 years I've made my views clear on the EU. I've always been EU sceptic. I voted against every single treaty that we had the chance. I actually had Jeremy Corbyn in the same lobby of me most of the time. And also, you know, this was a United Kingdom vote, not a constituency vote. My vote was only worth the same as every other individual. And are they also suggesting that Alan Johnson in Hull, who led the Remain campaign, got a huge majority to leave in his campaign? All those Labour MPs in north of England whose areas voted overwhelmingly to leave, are they all... We're going to have a lot of by-elections if everybody who is on this referendum issue is not on the same page as their constituents. I haven't seen the breakdown for Vauxhall, but I'd be very surprised if it was as high as what the overall Lambeth result was.
And what do you think for Lambeth, for Vauxhall, what will be the key difference of being out of the EU? Will it really make a difference to practical local things?
Well, I think the important thing is that, you know, we did whatever the arguments, everybody accepts that £10 billion a year went to the EU and we got absolutely nothing for that. We might have got some back from the rest of the money we gave. So the country will be £10 billion better off, which, of course, we can try to ensure goes into things that actually matter to people in my constituency, and particularly housing and giving more money to the National Health Service and all those things. So money is quite important. But for me, the whole issue always has been about democracy. I do not see why we have to be like any other, why we can't be like any other democratic country outside the EU that manages its own borders, manages its own trade, and manages its own democracy. You know, it's nothing special. It's just that we have got ourselves into a trading arrangement, which everyone accepted was going to be useful and good, but has been covered over by a big political structure. We don't need that to trade. So the EU will get rid of, getting out of the EU gets rid of a lot of that bureaucracy. We will still be able to trade well. And I would say, if you came back to me in 10 years' time, I think a lot of people will be saying, thank goodness we made that vote to leave. Just as they're saying now, thank goodness we decided not to join the euro and listen to all those experts.